He keeps me in his room, naked, of course. I suppose I could slip on one of his camouflage uniforms, or one of his athletic uniforms and leave, but he hasn't given me any clothes, so I won't take any. It's been over a week now. Some people from the platoon know, but oddly enough, a naked woman kept in his room hasn't caused him any problems so far. When he brought me to the barracks that first night, I assumed it would just be a night of passion, and that I would leave in the morning as I had done before. That was before he fucked me. Before he took any choice I had in the matter away. No, after that first night, I wasn't going anywhere he didn't tell me to. He would bring me food and I would shower in the bathroom connected to the room. But I was always naked. His schedule was erratic, but when he entered the room, I would kneel and beg. Beg for him to use me again. Sometimes he did. Sometimes he would just chuckle and tell me that I was a needy slut. He woke early, but I was always awake before him. I would lie in bed and just let my eyes roam over his body. Sometimes I would trace a finger along his muscles, over the bump of his dog tags, down his stomach. I would wonder what power he had over me. How could this man, this cock, do this to me? When he took me, any doubts I had vanished. He was always rough. He would wrap his fist in my hair and pull. He left marks on my throat, my hips, my thighs, where his vice-like grip would clench. I gave up trying to suppress the screams as wave after wave of pleasure rolled across me. It didn't matter who heard. I was his. He'll be back soon. I've learned times and final formations should be wrapping up. I can feel my pussy start to get wet. And there's a whole swarm of butterflies in my stomach. I need him. I want him. And I won't leave.